愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you。
我们先看约翰福音第一章。
Let us first turn to John chapter 1。
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1。
十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 14。
道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。我们再看十六节
，verse 16。
从他丰满的恩典里面，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。十七节
，17。
律法本来是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。明天是一般人所公认的母亲节。
So tomorrow will be the Mother's Day.
根据电话公司的统计，在美国所有的节日里面，打电话最多的是母亲节。
According to the statistics offered by the telephone companies, on the Mother's Day, usually they have the greatest volume of calls.
这样可以看出来，大家在一生当中还是对母亲的恩典非常的纪念与感谢。
It is apparent that everyone is deeply grateful for the grace and kindness of one's mother.
我们今天会所以有今天的情况，是因为父母给我们的恩典。
The fact that we are what we are today is a result of the grace of our mother.
所以很多人一生对神对母亲、父亲的恩典充满着感谢。
People are normally very grateful for the wonderful love and kindness shown to them by their parents.
在灵里面，我们另外有一个父母，就是我们的主。
And in the world of the spirit, we have another mother or father or Lord.
圣经说他给我们的恩典超过我们世界上的父母。
And according to what the Bible tells us, that the grace shown to us by our Heavenly Father is greater than all.
所以他更值得我们纪念，也更值得我们感谢。
So we ought to remember His grace and His wonderfulness.
这位神成为人来到世界在2000年。
This one true God who came in the world of flesh about 2,000 years ago.
他的名叫做耶稣。
Whose name is Jesus.
根据约翰的记载，他来世界充充满满有恩典跟真理。
According to what John wrote down here, that he was full of grace and truth.
所有跟随他的人不但得到恩典，也得到真理。
And all those who follow him shall also be given grace and receive truth.
虽然主耶稣已经复活升到天上去。
Although our Lord Jesus Christ has already resurrected, is now dwelling in heaven.
但是主的灵与我们同在。
But his spirit imparts in all of us.
他还是与我们同在。
And he is with us.
所以主耶稣今天也要带给我们丰满的恩典跟真理。
So our Lord Jesus Christ shall bring to us even today the fullness of grace and truth.
而他所给我们的恩典跟真理是世界上任何一个人所没有办法取代的。
And the kind of grace and truth that our Lord Jesus Christ gives to us is not to be replaced by anything or anyone.
我们也可以说世界上对我们最重要一个人以灵界来讲是主耶稣。
In other words, spiritually speaking, the most important person we should have contact with is our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他带给我们恩典与真理。
Because he has brought to us grace and truth.
那什么叫做恩典呢？
How do we define grace?
保罗在罗马书里面对恩典这样说。
Paul defined it in the book of Romans.
先看罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans, please.
罗马书第四章
The Book of Romans, Chapter 4.
罗马书第四章的第四节
Chapter 4, Verse 4.
第四节做工的得工价算不了恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，这个信就算为他的义。
And verse 5.
这个第四节负面告诉我们什么叫做什么不是恩典，那第五节是正面告诉我们什么是恩典。
In verse 4, we are told what is not, what is not grace. And in verse 5, it is well defined what is grace.
保罗说做工的得工价这不是恩典。
According to Paul, that if we are rewarded for our work, it is not grace.
因为做工 表示我们有付出代价跟劳力。
If we work, that means that we have already paid our labor and service.
那我们得到代价啊，得到工钱啊，这是应该的。
Therefore, we are actually entitled to receive reward.
所以这不算恩典。
It is therefore not grace.
父母亲对我们的爱非常大。
The love shown to us by our parents is great.
他有很多的牺牲。
Because they have made much sacrifice.
但是做子女并没有给父母什么。
But as children, we have not given back to our parents.
反而他们给他劳苦跟愁烦。
But rather, what we have caused them is toil and labor.
所以父母给子女有恩典。
Therefore, in other words, parents have shown much grace to their children.
那这第五节讲啊，主对我们的恩典。
In verse 5, as we read, we know what kind of grace Jesus has given to us.
他说只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。这个就是恩典。
Because he who does justify the ungodly and his faith is counted for righteousness, and this is called grace.
所以罗马书整个主题里面谈到我们在主耶稣里面的一个最大的恩典就是因信称义。
So the greatest of all the grace we mention in the book of Romans is that we are justified because of his righteousness.
什么叫做因信称义？
What does it mean to be made righteous and justified?
所谓称义就是在神面前成为没有罪的人。
To be justified is to claim sinless before God.
那我们在神面前成为没有罪的人，不是因为我们努力去改变行为，让神看起来我们够资格去换来的。
It is not because of our own works that we are made sinless before God.
没有一个人照着自己的行为在神面前他是义人。
Because none of us could claim to be righteous because of own works before God.
也就是说，没有一个人在神的面前，他的行为是没有罪的。
So in other words, no one is sinless before God.
因此，圣经说啊，圣经把世界上人都圈在罪里面。
The Bible therefore says that all people in this world are sinners.
罪的结果是与神隔绝。
And the cause and price of that is our separation from God.
啊，罪的结果是我们有天天有愤怒，神的愤怒堆积在我们身上。
And we experience and have the anger of God upon us.
罪的结果是最后的审判。
And the ultimate result of sin is the final judgment.
还有第二次的死，就是硫磺火湖里面的刑罚。
And the second death, which is in the lakes of fire and brimstone.
那神赐给我们恩典。
God has given us much grace.
他派遣耶稣来。
He has sent His only begotten Son Jesus.
为我们流出宝血在十字架上。
Who shed His precious blood on the cross.
今天我们只要信他。
So all we have to do is to believe in Him today.
接受洗礼。
To be baptized.
我们一切的不义都一笔勾销。
And all our unrighteousness will be forgiven.
我们在神面前变成一个没有罪的人。
As a result, we become sinless before God.
我们并没有做什么。
We have not really worked anything or done anything.
我们只信他而已。
All we have done is to come to believe in him.
我们就被称义了。
And by simply doing that, we are made righteous.
因此这个叫做恩典。
This, therefore, by definition, a grace.
也是最重要的恩典。
The greatest grace of all.
因为因信称义带给人给我们好多的改变。
Because we are justified by his righteousness, we have experienced much change.
第一个改变就是身份的改变。
The first one is the change of status.
在约翰一书里面说
In the book of 1 John,
神赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
We are told that God has shown much love to us.
他称我们做神的儿女。
Because he has called us his own children.
所以在物质界里面可能我们算不了什么。
Materially speaking, you know, in this world, we may be nothing.
甚至我们可能很潦倒，像拉撒路这样。
Maybe we lead a rather miserable life like Lazarus.
但是因为我们在灵里面成为神的儿女。
But spiritually speaking, we are all his children.
我们是尊贵的。
We are honorable.
我们是荣耀的。
We are much honored.
我们在神面前是宝贵的。
Before God, we are held precious.
我们是天使所服侍的。
We are to be served by the angels.
所以在灵界里面我们极其宝贝。
Therefore, in the realm of the spirit, we are the most honored.
我们是极其荣耀。
We are glorified.
今天如果神开我们眼睛，
If God opens up our eyes today,
我们能够看到灵界。
If we can only see the spiritual realm,
我们对神一定充满着感谢。
We would be deeply grateful to God.
因为我们的身份太尊贵了。
Because we have recognized how precious is our status.
那这个神儿子的身份所带给我们就是继承天父的产业。
Because of this sonhood, we are able to inherit the wonderful kingdom of God.
彼得前书第一章里面说,
in the book of First Peter, it tells us,
说那个是一个活泼的盼望,
it is a living hope.
带有生命的盼望, 永远不会是要消失的盼望,
it is hope which is living and which is everlasting.
那个盼望是不会消失的, 不会朽坏的,
that kind of love is incorruptible and will never disappear.
就是因为神赐给我们这个尊贵的身份,
the fact that we have this kind of living hope is because of the precious status we have received.
所以每一个在主耶稣里面的人, 天天都活在这个盼望里面,
all those who live in the Lord and Christ live in such living hope.
肉体的衰老不值得害怕,
aging and physical corruption is not to be dreaded of.
死亡的来到不值得害怕,
and if death even comes upon us, it is nothing to be dreaded.
因为那是活泼盼望实现的开始,
because that is only the beginning of the fulfillment of this living hope.
这是神给我们的恩典,
this is the grace God has given to us.
那将来我们要改变成为灵体,
and we shall be one day transformed spiritually.
这个羞愧的, 羞坏的, 残缺不全的身体要改变成为灵体,
and this defiled and this imperfect body will be transformed into a perfect spiritual one.
跟耶稣一样,
very much like the one of our Lord Jesus Christ.
要发出荣光,
it shall radiant wonderful glorious light.
像太阳, 像星星, 像月亮,
like the sun, the stars, and the moon.
这也是因为我们从这个盼望所带来的一个实现,
and this will be a fulfillment of this living hope again.
死人要复活, 活的人要改变成为灵体,
and all those who are dead shall be resurrected, and those who are living shall be transformed spiritually.
那最后我们要在天国灵界里面面对面见到众人所不曾看见过的神,
and face to face we shall all see God in that wonderful kingdom of the Spirit.
那个神真正的本体我们要看到,
and the true ultimate entity of God shall be witnessed by us all.
那是人一生里面一个最大的满足,
and this will be the source of our ultimate satisfaction and gratification.
要看到我们所爱的神, 要看那个爱我们的神,
that is to behold the beauty of the Lord face by face.
所以这是在主耶稣里面要白白给我们的恩典,
and this is to be given to us all free of cost.
那这也是我们信耶稣最宝贵最值得感谢的恩典,
and this is the grace for which we are most deeply grateful as a Christian.
但是这个恩典是在灵界里面的,
but this grace, on the other hand, can only be found in the world of the Spirit.
所以一个人要有信心, 对灵界有信心, 要有属灵的智慧, 能够认识, 他才能够对神这种恩典产生感谢。
Only when we have the deep faith in the Spirit, we can become grateful for this wonderful grace of the Lord.
但是主耶稣在物质界里面也要赐给我们丰盛的恩典。
On the other hand, Jesus is prepared to shower upon us wonderful blessings in the material sense.
主耶稣在世传道, 有好多人得到他的恩典。
As our Lord Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel in the world, many people received blessings from him.
我们看马可福音第五章。
Let us turn to the book of Mark, chapter 5.
马可第五章。
Mark, chapter 5.
25节。
Mark, chapter 5, verse 25.
有一个女人患了12年的血漏, 26节, 在好些医生的手里受了许多的苦，花尽了她所有的一点也不见好, 病势反而加重。 当我们读到, 马可5章25节26节的时候, 我们发现这个女人很可怜。
When we read this section of the Bible in the book of Mark, we certainly have pity for this woman.
第一个, 她已经病了12年了。
First of all, she suffered the affliction for 12 years.
第二个,她已经无路可走了。
And secondly, she was at the end of her rope.
她已经看到好些医生,医生都看完了。
And she visited, frequented many physicians.
而且她钱也用完了。
And she had spent all that she had.
但是病反而更重。
And was nothing bettered.
这个女人一生已经无路可走了。
So this woman was in fact, was at the very end of her hope.
太可怜了。
She was indeed miserable.
刚好她遇到耶稣。
But it was fortunate for her to meet our Lord Jesus Christ.
她听见耶稣有恩典,
she had heard that Jesus was the source of grace.
她相信耶稣有能力,
and she believed that Jesus possessed power.
她摸出信心的手, 一触摸耶稣, 她12年的痛苦马上解除。
She stretched her hand of faith and her the issues of blood for 12 years was healed.
而且主耶稣对她保证说，你的信救了你，你平平安安回去吧。
And Jesus said to him with assurance that your faith has served, has saved you, and please now go in peace.
这个女人没有做什么，只用信心一摸就好了。
And this woman really did nothing except stretching her arm to touch Jesus.
这真是恩典啊。
So this is what I mean by grace.
所以今天好多人在世界上已经无路可走了，来找耶稣得到了恩典。
There have been countless people in this world who have come and found Jesus at the end of their hope and road.
结果他很多的痛苦得到解除了。
And they have received much comfort for their affliction.
人生有一个新的开始。
And they experience a new beginning of their life.
我们再看另外一个人。
Let's examine another example.
路加福音。
Let us turn back to the book of Luke.
第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章
Luke chapter 7
37节
Chapter 7 verse 37
那个城里面有一个女人是一个罪人知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席就拿着剩着香膏的玉瓶38节
38
站在耶稣的背后挨着他的脚哭、啊、眼泪湿了耶稣的脚就用自己的头发擦干又用嘴连连亲他的脚把香膏抹住这里讲说有一个女人
Again in these two verses we find a woman
她是一个罪人
who was a sinner
所以她的良心得不到平安
she was bothered because she could not feel ease at her heart
她的心灵里面没有平安
there was no peace in her mind
因为罪好像一个担子压住她的心
because sinin her became a big burden.
他要怎么样得到心灵的平安呢
？How could he once again receive peace?
他要解决他的罪。
She must first deal with her sin.
谁能够解决他的罪呢
？And who was able to help her?
世界上没有一个人能够解决他的罪。
No one in this world could have the ability to help her.
所以世界上没有一个人能够赐给他心灵真正的平安。
So in other words, no one in this world could ever offer the peace of mind for her.
因为心灵上的不平安有时候是从罪来的。
And because of this lack of peace, we know it is a result and consequence of our sin.
但这个女人遇到了耶稣。
But this woman was fortunate enough to meet Jesus.
她来到耶稣的脚前。
She came
to 耶稣的面前。
To the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ.
她在耶稣面前哭泣。
She wept.
为着自己的罪哭泣。
And she wept for her own sin.
她用她的爱来表达向耶稣的爱。
And she expressed deeply her love for Lord Jesus Christ for Jesus' love in return.
所以她用香膏倒在耶稣的脚上。
She poured the alabaster oil on Jesus' feet.
结果耶稣怎么说呢
？What did Jesus say？
五十节。
In the last verse of the chapter, verse 50,
耶稣对那个女人说：“你的信救了你。”
And he said to the woman, "Thy faith has saved you."
你平平安安回去吧。
Go in peace.
她本来是一个不平安的女人。
We find a woman here who at first did not have a sense of peace in her heart.
遇到了耶稣。
And she met Jesus.
罪得赦免。
Her sins were forgiven.
担子解除，她就得到平安了。
And once that was taken care of, she received peace.
从此啊，她的生活就不一样了。
From that point of time onward, her life changed.
这是一种恩典啊。
This again is grace by what I mean.
路加福音第八章。
And Luke chapter 8.
这里记载另外一个女人叫摩大拉的玛利亚。
Another woman is mentioned here. This is Mary Magdalene.
第二节。
Chapter 8, verse 2.
说他身上有七个鬼。
And it says that there are seven demons possessing her.
所以这个摩大拉的玛利亚非常痛苦。
So Mary of Magdalene was very much troubled.
因为她被鬼附着。
Because she was possessed by devils.
一个家庭有一个不正常，整个家庭都不正常。
If simply one person is possessed by demon in a household, the whole household would be troubled.
所以不仅她受苦，她整个家庭都受苦。
So not only Mary herself suffered, but her family as well.
还好她遇到耶稣。
Luckily, she met Jesus.
结果耶稣就赶出她里面七个鬼。
And Jesus was able to cast away all the seven devils in her.
她付出什么
？And what did she actually pay as a cost?
什么都没有付出。
Nothing.
但是他得到平安。
But she received the precious peace.
所以我们看来到耶稣面前的人，凡是凭着信心靠近他，都得到恩典。
We can therefore infer and conclude that all those who come to our Lord Jesus Christ will receive peace and grace.
因此今天我们在主耶稣里面有的是丰盛的恩典。
So as we live our lives today, we know we are rich in terms of grace of the Lord.
因为他的恩典使我们生活改变了。
And because of his wonderful grace, our life is forever different.
因为他的恩典我们痛苦解除了。
And because of his wonderful grace, our sufferings have come to an end.
因为他的恩典我们心中的忧愁得到安慰。
Because of his grace, we are comforted.
我们在绝望当中看到盼望。
We have seen new hope in moments of despair.
主耶稣真的要给我们恩典。
Because Jesus is there to offer us grace.
那如果我们只要恩典不要真理可以吗？
What if we only want to have grace of the Lord, not his truth?
真的有的人信耶稣也要恩典也要真理。
In fact, a lot of people believe in Jesus, to receive two things.The grace and His truth.
但是有的人信耶稣只要恩典不要真理。
There are those who only want to receive grace, not the truth.
那么如果一个人 只有恩典没有真理，到底会怎么样？
What would actually happen if a person received nothing but grace but no truth?
圣经说道成肉身。
According to the Bible, the Word came in the form of flesh.
耶稣说我就是真理。
And Jesus said, I am the truth.
可见这个真理是要帮助我们对耶稣本身的认识。
The truth, therefore, is a means through which we can actually know Jesus.
因此，一个人得到真理，他对耶稣的认识才会加深。
Only when we have received the truth, we can know Jesus, with a deeper meaning.
主耶稣的恩典跟主耶稣本身是不一样的。
The grace of Jesus Christ is different from our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
主耶稣的恩典是次好的，主耶稣本身才是最好的。
His grace is good, but only secondarily good, and he himself is the best.
我们能够得到主耶稣的恩典，这是好的。
It is wonderful, of course, to receive grace from the Lord.
但是如果我们能够得到赐恩典的主本身，那是更好的。
But wouldn't it be even better if we could have the source of that grace, our Lord Jesus Christ?
因为他就是主，他就是王。
Because he is the Lord, he is the King.
他是宇宙的主宰。
And he is the controller, the master of the universe.
有一次主耶稣医好十个长大麻风的人。
Once our Lord Jesus Christ healed 10 lepers.
你知道这个十个人有几个回来找耶稣呢？
Do you remember how many actually came back to thank him?
只有一个。
Only one out of 10.
其他九个人都离开了耶稣。
And the rest, remaining 9 or less.
他们得到耶稣的恩典。
They received the grace of Jesus.
但是他们并不认识耶稣是谁。
But they failed to receive the truth of Jesus.
所以他们得到了恩典，他就离开了耶稣。
They did receive the grace, but they left.
而事实，耶稣本身比他的恩典更宝贵。
They did not recognize that Jesus was more precious than his grace.
因此，一个人要在真理上进步，他的信仰才有根基。
Therefore, it is only apparent that unless we make advancement on a daily basis in the truth, our faith will not have a solid foundation.
恩典可以帮助我们靠近神。
His grace will help us to draw near to him.
但是恩典本身并没有办法让我们真正认识神。
But his grace alone will not help us to understand God.
所以如果我们一生只停留在追求神的恩典，没有在追求真理，那实际上我们对神并不认识。
If we stop at only seeking for his grace, we have failed indeed to have known Jesus.
那这样的信仰可能会发生危险。
This kind of faith will be a very risky one.
因为现在拜佛的人也有很多神奇的体验。
There are a lot of Buddhists who are today who have received wonderful miracles.
中国民间传统的信仰很多都是有很神奇的体验。
There are many people in Chinese history who have received various kinds of wondrous effects because of the deities of worship.
因为如果没有神奇的体验，它绝对没有办法吸引人。
Because without such marvelous experiences, they would not find the God in whom they believe attractive.
但是你问我们中国一些敬拜民间信仰那些神的人，你知道你所拜的神吗？不知道。
But if you ask those people, those people who adopted folk religion in China, Do you know the God you believe in? The answer will be negative.
他们所需要的是从他们所拜那个神得到恩典，他不需要认识他拜的神是。
All they have wanted is simply to receive blessings and grace from the God in to whom they worship.
因此产生一个情况，如果有一天他向他所拜的神得不到他所要的，那个神就被他丢掉。
So what would happen then as a result is if one day they fail to receive grace as a result of their prayer, they would discard that God.
所以我听说啊，现在在台湾要当神给人拜不简单啊，当偶像。
I have heard that to be an idol to be worshipped in Taiwan today is not an easy matter.
因为拜了一段时间以后，事业也没有顺利啊，身体也没有好起来，就把它丢到海里面了，就断手断脚。
Yeah, those idols will be cast into the rivers and destroyed if they have failed to grant grace to the worshippers.
那另外一个人把它捡回去修一修，又开始再拜了。
And the other person may pick this broken idol up, fix it, and worship again.
所以他们所拜的，他们并不认识。
They know not who they believe they worship.
所以如果我们只要恩典，不要真理。
So it is clear that if we only want grace but not the truth,
那么有一天，当你向神祷告，好像你的祷告没有得到神的垂听的时候，你信仰就发生危险了。
Your faith will be shaken if one day you fail to receive grace because you have prayed.
你听到很多拜佛的人有体验，拜民间信仰的人有体验，可能你的信仰就转过去了。
And if you have heard that others may have received blessings of various kinds from other deities,I'm sure that you will probably be joining them.
但是我们在希伯来书里面看到好多真的在拜神的人，对神有认识，真的愿意为神来牺牲。
We have seen many characters in the book of Hebrews, who actually have made a lot of sacrifice because of their faith and belief.
先看希伯来书第十一章。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
35节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35.
有的妇人得着自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为着要得着更美的复活。36节，又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁、各样的磨练。37节，被石头打死，被锯子锯死，受试炼，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、困苦、苦害。这一段圣经在谈到一些古代信仰的伟人。
In these four verses, we see mentioned a lot of known characters in antiquity.
他们敬拜神得到什么
？They worship God, but what did they receive?
没有我们现在所在描述今生的福气。
Certainly, they did not receive the kind of blessing as we understand today.
为着敬拜神受苦很多。
They suffered much for their belief.
被下监，被鞭打。
They were in prison. They were tortured.
被捆锁。
They were bound.
被石头打死。
They were stoned to death.
被锯子锯死。
And they were sawn asunder.
被火烧死。
They were slain in fire.
被野兽咬死。
And they were actually consumed by beasts.
但是他们对神的信仰都没有改变了。
But their belief was not changed.
因为他们知道他们所信的是什么。
And because they knew who they had believed.
所以今天如果试炼临到我们
，If trial indeed comes to us，
像当初临到使徒教会的信徒
，As it did to the apostles in the apostolic time，
像当初临到圣经里面的古信徒
，Or come as the to those believers and saints in the Bible，
我们还会继续拜我们的神吗
？Would we still continue to worship the God in whom we believe？
那个关键就是我们对我们的神有没有认识
？The key lies in the fact。So whether or not we know our God.
那真理就是要帮助我们对我们所拜的神有坚定的信心。
And the truth is to help us so that we may develop a very sound and solid faith in the God we believe.
使我们的信仰有根基。
So that our faith will be grounded.
先看罗马书十六章。
Let us turn back to Romans chapter 16.
25节。
Romans 16 verse 25.
唯有神能够照我们所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照着永古隐藏不言的奥秘，坚固你们的心。26节，这个奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命，借着众先知书指示万民，使他们信服真道。这个地方说神能够照着我所传的福音，所讲耶稣基督的这个奥秘来坚固你们的心。
He said that now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ.
这个永古隐藏不言的奥秘就是耶稣。
And the revelation of the mystery itself is our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以借着这个奥秘的解明、道理浅明，我们对耶稣会有认识，信心就得坚固。
So through the revelation of the mysteries, we will then have a much deeper recognition and understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看耶稣拣选的使徒。
Let's think about the fact that he chose his disciples.
彼得到年纪大。
And Peter, when at age, at advanced age,
被人捆锁
and he was bound,
带到他不愿意去的地方
and he was under captivity,
最后死于非命
and in fact, he lost his life there.
我们看保罗
look at Paul,
最后像囚犯被抓到罗马
and he was like a criminal in prison and was sent to Rome.
以后被处死
and he was sentenced to die.
我们看约翰
look at John,
被放逐到一个海岛里面
Who was in exile on an island far away?
晚年非常的孤单
And his last years were years of solitude.
但是在这么最绝望的情况之下
But at the moment of desperation,
他们写的最宝贵圣经的书
They wrote the most precious passages in the Bible.
因为他们认识神
Because they knew God.
所以这个信仰是有根基的
So their faith, therefore, was a soundly grounded one.
所以今天我们感谢神，在描述神的恩典，这是好的，但是绝对不够的。
As we describe and praise the wonderful grace of the Lord today, it is good, yet insufficient.
我们需要从真里面对我们所拜的神有真正的认识。
We must develop a true understanding of the God in whom we believe.
所以我们要真理。
Therefore, the truth is indispensable.
真理能够帮助我们更新自己。
For the truth helps us to renew ourselves.
先看哥罗西书的第三章。
Let us turn to the book of Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第九节第四。
Chapter 3 verses 9 and 10.
不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去了旧人和旧人的行为。第十节，穿上新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。这个地方说，我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
We must take off the old self and put on the new one.
到最后有一个目标
，and for an ultimate purpose，
要有照他主的形象。
That is to have the likeness.Of our own Creator,
也就是要有主耶稣的形象。
We must have the image of Him that created us.
所以做人努力的目标是什么
？So what is the purpose of our life as a person, as a human?
有的人说像这个人，像那个人。
Some people may say that you should be like this or like that.
但是最后的目标是要像耶稣。
But ultimately, it is our goal to be like Jesus.
那要怎么样使我们能够渐渐更新有耶稣的形象
？But how can we be continuously renewed to have the image of our Lord Jesus Christ?
这里说要在知识上更新。
It is said here that we must renew ourselves in knowledge.
因为知识上增加之后，我们才能够了解自己。
Only when we have the increase of knowledge, we can understand ourselves better.
因为圣经的知识是绝对的。
The knowledge and wisdom and truth in the Bible is absolute.
所有其他的都是相对的。
All the rest is only merely relative.
相对的东西没有办法真的告诉你你是在哪里。
And those which are of relative value cannot really pinpoint where we are, who we are.
因为这个相对的东西一直在变。
Because as a result of relativity, everything changes.
20年的社会风气观念跟现在已经不太一样了。
The social morals and ethics 20 years ago, are no longer the same today.
再过30年也可能不太一样了。
30 years from now, the society and its morals will be different.
所以过去对的现在可能不对了。
What were redeemed to be good and fine, are no longer recognized as so today.
现在对的将来可能不对了。
What is deemed to be good and correct today may not be so tomorrow.
因此没有一个人能够借着世界上这个风气潮流来真的认识自己。
No one.Can come to a full understanding of him or herself because of the knowledge of the world.
只有真理。
We have to rely upon the truth.
因为真理是安定在天，直到永远。
Because the truth is anchored in heaven and everlasting.
天就是无尽的空间。
And the heavens represent the limitless space.
直到永远就是无尽的时间。
And when we talk about everlastingness, we're talking about no beginning and no end.
在宇宙的每一个角落里面，在宇宙的每一个时空里面，真理是不变的。
Because the truth transcends all time and space.
啊，所以我们在这个神的真理之下，才能够真的认识我们自己。
And only when we find ourselves under the under the power of the truth, we can understand ourselves.
我们才有办法渐渐改变自己，照着真理的样式来过我们的生活。
We can then transform and change ourselves continuously and live a life according to the truth.
所以我们渐渐有神的形象。
So that slowly and gradually we may develop an image of God.
很可能我们在物质上的这个恩典啊，越来越丰富。
It may be true that we are more and more comfortable materially.
但是如果我们要越来越变成一个新人，没有真理是办不到的。
But if we do have the desire to become a new or newer person without the truth, this is only a dream.
因为只有真理的光照我们，才可以看到我们的不对，才可以看到我们的缺陷，才可以看到我们的不义。
It is only simple that only the light and the radiance of the truth, when it shines upon us, we can see our own filthiness and unrighteousness.
也只有真理的光照我们，我们才可以看到耶稣里面那个完全的形象。
And only when we are shone upon by the light of the truth, we can see the perfect image of Jesus Christ.
所以我们每一次在读耶稣的言行
So as we read the word and stories pertaining to our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们发现耶稣的一举一动都是在表现真理。
We find that every little act, every little movement of Jesus Christ reveals the truth.
他怎么样对待物质？
How did he look at the material thing?
他怎么样对待罪恶？
And how did he look upon sin?
他怎么样对待人生？
How, what was his life philosophy?
他怎么样看自己的生命？
And how did he regard his own life?
他怎么样看世间的享受
？And how did he look at the world and its pleasures？
他怎么样过他的生活
？And how did he live his life？
他的每一寸生活里面都是真理的划分。
Every little inch of life span in him, we find a true representation of the truth.
所以，当我们去研究耶稣的时候，你就发现说，在他的生活里面，你就看到了真理。
So if you study the life of Jesus Christ, you see the truth.
所以，今天我们需要真理。
Today we are all in need of the truth.
我们活在真理里面，我们才能够像耶稣一样变成道的化身。
And only when we live in truth, we can actually transform ourselves as the Word.
那我们才有神的形象。
So that we may find the image of God in us.
因此，我们在真恩典上增加，这是好的。但是，我们要追求真理的进步。
To have the increase of grace is wonderful, but what is more important is to make advancement in the understanding of the truth.
我们这个人才能够在神面前变成越来越完全。
So that we can be made more perfect individuals.
请看罗马书的十五章。
Let us turn to the book of Romans chapter 15. Romans 15.
罗马书十五章十四节
Romans chapter 15 verse 14
弟兄们我自己也深信你们是满有良善充满诸般的知识也能够彼此劝诫这里保罗告诉罗马教会的信徒
Paul said to the believers in the church in Rome
我相信你们的品德是充满着良善
And I believe that you are full of goodness
我也相信你们的心里充满属灵的知识
And filled with all knowledge
因此你们能够彼此劝诫
Therefore you are able to admonish one another
这个彼此劝诫、啊、用现在的话语来讲就是互相辅导
To admonish one another is to counsel one another
也就是要让我们在信仰生活进步的一个非常重要的步骤
It is important, a very important step and requirement in our spiritual advancement
这个教会的信徒要互相辅导
As believers we must try to help and counsel one another
使彼此的灵性能够进步
So that we may advance jointly together spiritually
那互相辅导一个重要的条件就是要有真理的知识
And to be able to admonish one another we must possess the truth
当一个人来到你面前他有问题
If someone comes to you with problems and troubles
第一个你能够用真理的眼光来告诉他你错在哪里
If you are able to tell this person what was the source of the problem according to the truth
第二个你能够用真理的眼光告诉他你应该往哪里走
And furthermore, you should be able to tell and guide this person as to where to go, toward what direction, according to the truth.
因为绝大部分是人就会发生问题，是因为他的生活离开了真理。
Most of the problems we have experienced is the result of our separation from the truth.
因此要在生活当中根本的解决问题，要回到真理。
The fundamental solution to problems of our lives, therefore, is to return to the truth.
所以一个人要帮助另外一个人，需要有真理的知识。
If one is to admonish the other, this person must first of all possess the truth.
我们常常在讲，我们基督徒要有爱心。
We often say this, it is almost a banned expression now, we must love one another.
很多人一想到爱心就是说50块钱掏出来给他。
And people may think, well, to love is to perhaps help a little bit with some money.
对，这是爱心。
Certainly, it is one expression.
但这不是最难做的爱心。
But it is not one of the most difficult one to conduct.
对一个经济上没有缺乏的人，拿50块钱，这不是困难的。
For someone who is well-to-do, to simply help another with money is not
甚至500块、5000块都不是很困难。
Not to talk about $50, talk about $500, 5,000.
现在我们所需要的爱心，最需要的是能够在道理上帮助别人进步。
But what we really need to see today is to the kind of love that is expressed through the truth to help another to advance spiritually.
能够在灵性上帮助别人长进。
To help another to grow spiritually is more important than anything else.
这种的爱在现代是最宝贵的。
This is the kind of love which is most lacking.
但是我们需要追求。
But in order to have that, we need to pursue.
所以我们要在知识上进步。
We must have increase in wisdom and knowledge according to the truth.
那我们的信徒才能够互相的劝诫，使我们彼此灵性会渐渐进步。
So that as brethren, we are able to admonish one another.
先看彼得后书。
Let us turn to 2 Peter, please.
彼得后书的第三章。
2 Peter, chapter 3.
十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18, 2 Peter.
你们却要在我们主耶稣、救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。这里彼得勉励我们。
Peter now admonishes all of us.
我们要在主耶稣基督里面的恩典跟知识上有长进。
Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord.
在恩典上长进，就是要用新的恩典不断的来取代旧的恩典。
To grow in grace means to replace the old grace with new one.
我们所见证的不是30年前、50年前我刚信主的时候的恩典。
So as we testify, share our witnesses, testimony, we do not simply testify things we received 30 years ago, 50 years ago.
我们所需要的见证是去年的、今年的、上个月、昨天的恩典。
The kind of testimonies we need today is the testimonies of the grace we received yesterday, tomorrow, or yesterday or recently.
因为我们所拜的神，在我们信的时候是活的，在现在也是活的。
Because the God in whom we believe and worship is a living God.
所以我们要在恩典上有进步。
We must advance in grace.
恩典上进步了，信仰就会活泼。
Once we experience a growth in grace, our belief, our faith will be a lively one.
我们对神感谢的心就会增加。
And we will become more grateful to the grace of the Lord.
那么第二个，在知识上要进步。
And we must also be full and be enriched in knowledge.
就是我们信主久之后，对这个仁义的道理啊，要越来越清楚。
So after we have believed, we should have greater knowledge in terms of love and truth every day.
希伯来书里面保罗说，有一种信仰啊，信很久还是停留在洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼、复活，这个初步的道理。
In the book of Hebrews, Paul said that some people simply keep themselves in the faith in the sacraments and the basic fundamental doctrine.
那个是刚刚入门的。
But these are actually elementary knowledge and things we should do.
那个时候是婴孩时候所听的道理。
And that is the truth only pertains to infants.
那我们要做大人。
But we must be a grown-up person.
要吃干粮。
We must be able to take solid food.
就是能够帮助我们在仁义上进步的道理。
We must have the kind of truth which help us to advance in love and truth.
有时候这个道理很难，标准很高，很深，很难接受。
Sometimes this particular truth is too profound and too difficult.
但是如果我们能够接受，我们就进步了。
But if we're able to simply accept, we will experience growth.
所以我们信耶稣要在恩典上，要在真理上都要进步。
Therefore, if we believe in Jesus Christ at all, we must grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣带来恩典，也带来真理。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has brought to us not only just grace, but also the truth.
真的，他给我们人间最宝贵的。
And he has offered to humanity the most precious gift.
我们需要常常靠近他，追求他。
We must draw ourselves near to him always and also seek him.